Started. So this is the Board of Lister hearing for 1248 Bay Road. What we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. You will have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions for you, comments, or maybe a discussion. At the end of the 15 minutes, they will deliberate, come up with a decision on what to do with the property, whether to raise the value, lower it, keep it the same. And then the town will send you a result of grievance notice by certified mail within 14 days of the closing of the hearings. We're looking to close the hearings around the 8th. So it'll be 14 days after that. You should receive something before then. Our turnaround time is about a week, so hopefully it's about you'll get it within 2 weeks from today. But okay, so let's get started.
I'll start up. My name is Andrew Heinzen.
Charlotte Gardner.
Bob Vickery.
Terry Barrows.
All right, and you have the floor.
So I've printed off some packets if you wanted to.
Oh, actually, we do each have one.
Oh, this is something that's
Oh,
got photos and
oh, okay.
Yeah. So good morning. So thank you for scheduling the time today. My name is Andrew Heinzen. I'm here regarding the 2026 reappraisal on my property at 1248 Bay Road, with the span number I think you have. So I want to state clearly on the outset that I'm not here to contest the general market growth or the necessity of the townwide reappraisal. My grievance is strictly a request for the data corrections to ensure assessment equity and uniformity under the Vermont state tax standards. My home and three immediate adjacent properties, which I printed off here, they're mine's 1248, that's 1250, 1200, and 1198. We're all built in 2017 by the exact same developer, utilizing identical construction standards and builder finish packages. The constructor was A&M Construction Corporation. However, due to the four distinct data entries on my property record card, my home has been assigned a higher quality TIS and incorrect mechanical systems. This leaves me with the highest assessment in our tract, despite having the smallest above-grade living area. So these are the following data entries. So the building quality grade, currently the town has graded my home baseline construction as good, while grading all the other three neighboring homes built by the same builder as average. Because the structural framing, insulation, and building standards are completely identical across these tract homes, I ask that the grade be equalized down to an average plus 20 to achieve uniformity. The other one, kitchen and bath finishes. So in the packet in Exhibit A, there's pictures of the bath and kitchen. My property card lists my interior custom as finishes as custom, while my neighbors were all listed as modern. As you can see, the photographs in Exhibit A, my home features the standard builder grade cabinetry, counters, and fixtures installed across this entire development. There are no custom structural upgrades here, so I ask that this also be corrected to modern. The heating system, my property card lists my heat type as radiant. As shown as Exhibit C, the photograph, my home features a standard hot water baseboard system powered by a boiler. It does not have premium in-floor radiant heating. Our neighbors at 1200 and 1250 have the exact same setup and are actually coded as hot water. So I also request that this be corrected to hot water to match what I have. The cooling system, so because my home uses hot water baseboards, it operates entirely without air ducts. Despite this, my property card lists the AC type as central air. A traditional central duct air system is physically impossible with this layout. Instead, as documented in Exhibit B, we utilize ductless mini split heat pumps. And if you look at our neighbor card at 1250, the town has accurately coded their AC type as heat pump. So I also ask that this be corrected to heat pump instead of central air. So to see the real-world impact of these clerical errors, I'd like to highlight the mathematical paradox they create on our handouts comparison table. My neighbor at 1198 Bay Road has 2,612 square foot above-grade living, while I have 1,932 square feet. So they have 680 more square feet of a finished above-grade home than I do, yet because of the incorrect good versus custom and radiant multipliers, the town's mass appraisal software calculates the replacement cost of my smaller home at $655,000, while theirs is calculated at $595,000. It's structurally impossible for my smaller home to cost $60,000 more to build than an identical, significant larger home next door. And another piece of evidence is regarding the neighborhood uniformity. We can look at the direct town record sales from 2017. When this tract was completed, the developer sold these completed homes with a tight uniform market window. My home sold for $418,000, while $1,250 sold for $428,000, and $1,198 sold for $449,000. If my home was structurally superior enough to warrant a good quality grade and custom finishes, it would have commanded a premium price in 2017. The fact that they all sold for the same baseline market value proves that they were created equal by the builder, and they should be evaluated equally by the town today. So in conclusion, by adjusting my property's cards data fields to accurately match the physical reality of the structure and the established neighborhood standard, the mass appraisal system will automatically calculate a fair, equitable valuation. So I'm also completely open to having conduct a brief site visit if you want to verify the boiler, kitchen finishes, or heat pumps if you feel necessary. And I want to thank you for your time and your hard work on this town-wide reappraisal and your consideration.
Great data. Thank you.
That's very straightforward.
I don't think we need an inspection.
Believe you. Good pictures, everything.
Yeah, so we had the heat pumps when the woman came around and we showed her around, so I don't know why it got listed as central lab. Yeah.
They were from out of state.
I also think that some of the neighbors, I don't know if they're coming in, but I don't think they have central air. And
they have the heat pumps as well.
Well, some of them just have the window ACs.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
We can look at those too.
Yeah.
Sometimes when people bring in evidence and they're like, oh, my neighbor's.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't have AC either. We're like, okay, we'll look at it. And
they
actually end up getting results or grievous notice as well.
Oh, okay.
Because the evidence we heard from another one, and they're like, I didn't grieve. But we usually only do that if it goes down.
Okay. So. you don't want to make it go up.
Yeah.
And she might have thought this was a compressor.
Oh, I see. Yeah, true. Yeah. Oh, because they're the bigger ones.
But they're bigger.
Yeah.
They're
huge. Yeah.
If you don't see the wall mount, sometimes that happens.
Okay.
Usually you see them come out.
Good
documentation.
That was great.
I don't have any questions.
I don't either. That was great.
Thank you. Yeah. So you can recess
now,
and we're going to deliberate.
Okay.
We'll tell you the timing.
Yep. So we'll send you the letter, results of grievance notice, in a couple weeks.
Okay. Oh, so I don't have to stick around?
Nope.
No. Oh, okay.
Excellent. Deliberate in front of you.
Okay. Do you need
nope.
Stuff?
Good.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Enjoy the nice weather.
You too.
All right. See you. Door closed.